friends, cousins, and other close relatives of people living in the U.S. should not be barred from coming here under President Trump's executive order known as the travel ban. The Supreme Court ruling in June, the administration could enforce the ban on travel from six Middle Eastern nations, but that it shouldn't apply to people who have a legitimate relationship with people in this country. Prosecutors say a New York man is now facing multiple charges for allegedly providing material support to ISIS. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Adam Rishani is accused of helping an ISIS supporter travel to join ISIS overseas and attempting to travel abroad to join ISIS himself. Officials say Rishani was arrested on June the 21st at JFK Airport following 6 months of discussions with a person he thought was an ISIS supporter, but who was actually a government agent. Rishani faces up to 20 years on each count if found guilty.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
It's not just a donation.
It's a warm blanket.
It's a bottle of clean water.
It's a roof and a bed.
It's knowing someone cares.
It's feeling safe.
You said today that's better than yesterday.
Every dollar you can spare helps so much more than you can imagine. Please donate now at redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. Your help is urgently needed.
Reporting firm Equifax says 143 million people in the U.S. may have been affected by a huge data breach. The company revealing the cybersecurity incident yesterday, but saying it actually discovered it back on July 29th. Equifax says criminals exploited a U.S. website application vulnerability to gain access to certain files. The leaked information does include names, birth dates, social security numbers. Also, nearly 200,000 U.S. credit card numbers were taken in the breach. The president being pressed again on what's going to happen when it comes to North Korea. An update on that from correspondent Terry Moore.
During a White House news conference, the president was asked if a military option on North Korea is still on the table.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable.
Trump said the U.S. military has never been stronger.
Hopefully we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
He also said it would be great if something else could be worked out.
North Korea is behaving badly, and it's got to stop.
The president's tone on North Korea was markedly different from his fire and fury threats earlier this summer.
And the 2017 NFL season, starting with a stunning upset, the Chiefs marching into Gillette Stadium last night in New England and upending the Patriots 42-27. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And the weather forecast begins in Hunterdon County with isolated showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies and a high near 73. Light westerly winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low around 46. Light northwesterly winds, and Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 72 and north winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 47, and north winds around 6 miles per hour. On Sunday, we will have sunny skies, a high near 70, north winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear, with a low around 50. Monday, start your work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 73.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I hope you tune in. And if you don't have the time on a particular Friday morning, just go to the Hunterdon County radio website and you can hear a rewind of the program in archives. And we hope you will listen because Hunterdon Helpline, 48 years old, is your first call for help. It has been working with the other organizations and governments in the county for that long, delivering service right away, immediate assistance to anybody calling for whatever challenge. And those challenges could be anything from basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, and the list goes on. We also are your connection to the link when you may be waiting for it or have questions or cannot get through to the office. We've got a direct line to that office and radio connection to dispatch and the bus drivers. Basically, what does Hunterdon Helpline do? We are your information and referral and link to services. We also provide services and programs separate from the First Assist 24/7, and that is literacy services, work connectivity, and so forth, which have identified gaps in the delivery of services in the county, and we have stepped up to make sure that every person, regardless of age, regardless of sex, sexual orientation, regardless of religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can get the help that they need. And also, not just one answer to their need, but several answers so that we can provide a holistic solution for sustainability and success. So thank you for joining us this morning. If you want to call Hunterdon Helpline, all you have to do is call 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357, which is 782-HELP. Makes sense, right? So we're a phone call away with immediate help. You don't have to stay on the line figuring out which extension you have to press. We will talk with you, have a conversation. It's a very human process. So don't hesitate, and don't hesitate to refer someone you know who is in need. It doesn't have to be you. You can obviously refer a family member, a colleague, a neighbor, somebody even that you meet on the street who's asking you for assistance. Again, 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357. You can also visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word, .org. So, tuning in every Friday morning, you get more information about Hunterdon Helpline, obviously, but Hands Across Hunterdon isn't just about Helpline. It is about all the organizations coming together, all individuals who are giving back, who are paying it forward to provide people in need with the resources and opportunities that they need to, again, be successful or sustainable in our community. And we are on the lookout all the time to see who, in fact, is who's at the table, who's willing to play, who are the people and the organizations in Hunterdon County that lend that hand, and that's why it's called Hands Across Hunterdon, who is joining with others to make a difference. I just came back from the Partnership for Health. That's Hunterdon Medical, well, Hunterdon Healthcare Systems Partnership for Health brings, oh my gosh, there must be anywhere from 30 to 50 people sitting around the table at any given time to truly come together and provide what is needed to make a healthy Hunterdon County. And that's often difficult. But when people are pooling resources and programs and services and just information, having a dialogue, trying to find out what is going on in our neck of the woods and what are the problems that are facing our residents in terms of health, and how can we, in fact, make a difference. You can go to Hunterdon Partnership for Health on the internet and find out more about it. But I'm going to share with you just some of the partnership agency members, because I'd be here for a while. But obviously the Hunterdon Medical Center, Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management, Center for Healthy Aging, Hunterdon Behavioral Health, all of the departments under Hunterdon Healthcare System, the Cancer Coalition of Hunterdon Mercer Counties, the Hunterdon County Senior Coalition, Helpline is a member of that, United Way of Hunterdon County. We sit on a couple of committees that the United Way has, Hunterdon Prevention Resources, Safe Communities Coalition, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, we're a member and involved with that. The Hunterdon County Division of Seniors, Disabilities, and Veterans Services. We sit on a couple of those committees. The Hunterdon County Division of Health. Who else? The Flemington Jewish Community Center. The Family Support Organization of Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren Counties. Obviously, Hunterdon Helpline. Rutgers Cooperative Extension Service. The Hunterdon County YMCA, the Hunterdon County Office of the Prosecutor. The list really is even broader than that. I mean, I don't want to take up the whole 15 minutes telling you how many partnerships there are. However, go to the website, and that website is, and it's long, hold on, let me get it for you, partnershipforhealth.hunterdonhealthcare.com. Systems. You'll get it, partnershipforhealth.hunterdonhealthcare.org. Okay? Obviously, you can Google it. It'll come up. But here are agencies collaborating with each other. We meet quarterly, but then there are subcommittees, and those subcommittees deal with a variety of topics, again, to make sure that the community is providing the absolute best programs, best services to ensure a healthy county. So we've got the Communications Action Team and Youth Coalition. We've got Healthy Behaviors Action Team. We have the Access and Transportation Action Team. That's what Helpline sits on. The Mental Health Action Team, Latino Access Coalition provides updates on what it is doing, Safe Communities Coalition. So really, the focus is about health, but this three-year grant, if you will, for this partnership focuses on healthy behaviors, reducing the obesity rate. The statistics that you hear from Hunterdon Healthcare, even when Hunterdon County is considered one of the healthiest counties in the state, that's not saying a whole lot, given what the statistics are regarding other areas. So we really have to step it up. We really want not just 30%, which is what I heard today of our county being in a healthy weight range, for instance, but how do we broaden that number? How do we increase it so that all of our residents are on a healthy trajectory and are meeting their needs when it comes to being overweight, eating unhealthy, obesity, and so forth. How can we change those behaviors so that we live a longer, healthier, and quite frankly, more productive life? So I'm very fortunate to represent Helpline on that committee, or on that partnership, I should say. And gosh, the wealth of information is amazing. So again, Partnership for Health meets quarterly, but the subcommittees meet depending upon what they feel is necessary. Our committee, the Access and Transportation Committee, is meeting monthly. And what we look at is how can we eliminate the barriers in our area toward healthy living. So with that thought, I'll be right back after this break and tell you a little bit more about who else has hands across Hunterdon doing good work.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I am Susan Lax, host of your show and the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. And we were talking about why we call this Hands Across Hunterdon, and that's because of the organizations, governments, individuals who come together to make Hunterdon County a better place to live, work, play, to solve issues that we need to solve, to help people who are in need, and to do that kind of partnership and collaboration that, quite frankly, needs a village. So we were talking about the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems Partnership for Health and all the organizations that participate in that. I just came back from one of the quarterly meetings this morning, and I also read some of the agencies that are included in that. And it's a wealth of information, like I said before. And that's why serving with other people who are serving is incredibly important to get your job done. Because, again, you know, not to be cliched, not to talk about the village and that it takes a village, but truly, it's true. You can't do it alone. You have to partner with others. You have to show how you as an organization has been able to achieve wonderful things, but not by yourself, because by yourself you can't do this in a bubble. You can't possibly hit all the marks that a person might need in order to be successful and sustainable. We know it best because we're your first call for help is Hunter and Helpline. So somebody can call into First Assist or somebody can call our crisis hotline and say, okay, I need shelter immediately. I'm out on the street. And that's great. We can certainly accommodate and find the resource for you. But what's going to prevent you from needing that same thing tomorrow night? Well, that's where the other agencies and services and programs come in. How do we get you away from the emergent need and connected to the long-term solution? And that is huge. That is huge. So by collaborating, by partnering, by sitting at the table at these councils and committee meetings, and believe me, it costs a little engine that can, like Hunter and Helpline, a bit of money to send a staff person to these meetings, and it obviously requires a time commitment as well. Is it worth it? You betcha. And that's because of the wealth of information that we learn. As Helpline, what we learn are, you know, the programs and services of the other organizations sitting around the table. Because when somebody calls us, we need to have that updated all the time. But more importantly, how can we be one of those cogs in the wheel that make the vehicle roll? And that's why we sit there, because that hour or even 2 hours that we're at a committee meeting really infuse us with the opportunity as well as the information to make a difference in the community, and to do so on a much broader level rather than a micro level where we're just offering one resource for one problem, as opposed to looking at that problem and realizing it's complicated. It is comprised of a lot of little sub pieces. And so how do we address that so that that person does not keep coming back to us? And that's where the collaboration and the partnership come in. And we sit on various committees, not just the Partnership for Health. We're on the Senior Health Coalition, where the focus is on the needs of seniors in the community. We are at the table of the Senior Advisory Council, again, looking at the needs of seniors in our community, which, by the way, is one of the fastest growing populations in Hunterdon County. We're at the table of the Transportation Advisory Council. Transportation affects everybody in the county, and particularly those who are at risk or in need, because they may not be able to afford a car. They may not be able to get to work. They may not be able to, for whatever reason, access the link or know how to access the link in order to get to a doctor's appointment or in order to get to work. So it's very important, particularly for Helpline. We can't just say we're your first call for help and not know what the resources are in this area. And that is our mission, to constantly update our database, which has about 1,500 programs and services, to constantly know who is at the ready to help a client and what they need to help the client. So how to connect them with the next agency so that, again, not just one piece of the puzzle is laid down, but the puzzle is finished. And wouldn't that be great in our community? One person at a time? Fine. I'll take that. So very important to know what everyone else is doing and how we can, in fact, partner or collaborate or just simply refer if it's not our bailiwick. We don't have something other than the referring service. That's fine, but at least those in need get what they need. And some of the other committees, again, that we're a part of in terms of homelessness. We're on the Comprehensive Emergency and Assistance Committee of the county. We're on the county's Health Services Advisory Council. We are on the Tri-County. Now, the the counties in that tri-county continuum of care, that's Sussex, Warren, and Hunterdon. We're on that, so that all those committees, we learn more and more about helping our homeless population, but also preventing homelessness, and that's huge. And breaking that chain, getting somebody out of homelessness when they've been, unfortunately, fighting that for years. Wow, we feel really good about that. But again, will we solve homelessness? You know, we serve on the 10-year plan to end homelessness in Hunterdon County, talking about yet another committee. I don't think so. Why? Because people have been homeless since caveman times. Somebody gets evicted, thrown out of the cave. But that doesn't mean that we don't provide the resources that when that happens, that person is able to correct the situation. Whether the situation is they don't have a job, need employment, whether they have mental health issues and need some, Social Security disability assistance, finding the resources to say, okay, I can't work, but how do I then pay rent? So many different reasons for being homeless. For whatever reason, losing family, having a medical crisis is huge when people call us, absolutely huge. Again, very difficult for a person to navigate those issues by themselves. But when we all come together to provide the information, and when Helpline is aware of what the other hands across Hunterdon are doing, then we can give a robust solution, robust information, not just a phone number, but a game plan. And that's really what it's all about. A couple of years ago, we decided to infuse our Helpline and our community resource specialists with a licensed clinical social worker. While we're all trained in how to help and how to navigate our database and the different organizations and so forth in the county, that licensed clinical social worker has been able to ratchet it up. If we met with a client that really needed some counseling, some professional counseling, not just our information, not just our case management, which we do with every call, but caller, if they're amenable, but with a higher level of assistance. And it's really made a difference, not just for the client, but for the Helpline staff. Because we've been educated. We can go to that licensed clinical social worker and say, you know what? I'm not quite sure. How would we help this particular person with this particular need? And so it's been a great asset just to even educate the staff. And I'm very proud that we have an LCSW on staff. I do think it makes a huge difference. We'll be right back and talk more about collaboration and partnership in the county and that we have with other organizations right after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's not a question of if Florida's going to be impacted. It's a question of how bad Florida's going to be impacted and where the storms ends up over the next 4 to 5 days as it passes inland.
That's FEMA Administrator Brock Long saying the impact of Irma will be devastating, even if its punch is a little weaker, as it's down to a Category 4 storm now, though he says it could become a 5 again before it hits Florida late Saturday or early Sunday. And then?
The forecast and the direct impacts of this storm have yet to be determined.
Southern Mexico's most powerful earthquake in over a century, a killer, as at least 15 people are known dead after that 8.1 magnitude quake struck just before midnight off the coast of Chiapas, and that number of dead is expected to rise significantly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Isolated showers after 2 p.m. today. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 73. Light westerly winds increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 46, light northwest winds. And then Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 72. North winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. North winds around 6 miles per hour. And then Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 70. North winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low around 50. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 55. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show. And we have been talking about collaborating and partnering with other agencies. As I just came back from the Hunterdon Health Cares Partnership for Health and had an incredibly informative meeting. It is important that we collaborate. It's important that we refer our clients to each other. It does not take away from our service. It enhances our service. And it's really important if we are truly, truly, truly committed to solving the problems facing our residents. If we just keep them in the silo of our own organization and our own program, our own service, how can they possibly get the total information that they need, the supplemental information that they need, gather enough resources to have a game plan, to have a trajectory, to become sustainable and also ultimately successful? And that's what all of us want, all of us. You know, you go to your GP and nowadays you don't just get their advice, you don't just get their meds, but if you truly have a medical issue, what happens? They're going to refer you to another physician, a specialist. They're going to give you a broader game plan of how to meet the rubric, if you will, of getting healthy. So it's really the same when you have a social service need, and it cannot be just solved with one organization's assistance. I'll give you an example, utility assistance. We get a lot of utility assistance calls. In fact, this past year, for some reason, we had more calls than usual for a longer period of time in the year. Normally, our utility calls begin, say, in October, late October, and end around March, early April, when obviously the weather warms up. And it doesn't mean that people don't need to pay their utility bills anymore, but obviously they're not using as much electricity, gas, etc., oil, to heat their homes. And this year, those calls really came full blown straight through I would say almost till July. Now, we can certainly tell the person calling for utility assistance where they can get immediate monetary help to pay their bills so they don't have a shutoff issue. But when you think about that person and why they couldn't pay their bills and why they're facing a shutoff notice, needless to say, their finances are not in good order. Needless to say, they're either unemployed or underemployed, or they've been hit by a medical crisis, or their automobile shut down, and so they had a lot of bills there, or their children needed more out of the budget, and obviously we put family, particularly children, first. So we can send them to the agency that could perhaps help them immediately for that emergent need. But what happens next month? Are they back in the same situation? We refer them to different programs that will help budget their money, reduce some of their payments. But again, how do we make sure that they are on a path to, and I'll use the word recovery, financial recovery, able to pay their bills? And that's where the other organizations come in. Do they need assistance with employment so that they can bring home more money than before and obviously pay their bills? Do they need help with medical care? Do they need help with their automobile, with transportation? If they be able to get to work anymore because their car broke down, do they know about the link? Can we get them on the link so that they can continue to go to work and keep their job? There's so many different issues when we think about not being able to pay one bill, just one bill. What happened? And we're not talking about that bill getting lost in a, you know, a shuffling of paper on the desk and oops, oh my gosh. I'm sure we've all been there, forgot to pay that bill. We are talking about cannot pay that bill. Cannot pay that bill. What's going to be different this month from next month? And what are the agencies that could help? Many of our utility assistance callers have a bill that is, you know, onward and upward, close to $1,000, because they kept thinking they could pay the one bill. They didn't, and then they couldn't pay the next one, and then they couldn't pay the next one. And I have to say, good or bad, truly, but the electric companies, the utility companies, don't cut somebody off right away. Now, that might be, that's a great thing. Immediately, you may say, well, you know, maybe if they cut you off the first time you didn't pay, make a payment, you'd learn you got to have the money next time. But that's not how we work as human beings, okay? And I know that most of us would say, oh my gosh, next month will be different. You know, I can push things around, or I won't have the medical crisis, so I'll have the money for the bill. And also, pride gets in the way as well. Like, I've never been in this situation before, so something's got to give. Next month's going to be different. Nobody is at fault here, and it's certainly not our job to judge. It's our job to help and make sure that we help the emergent need, but also find solutions so it doesn't happen again. And again, that's where the other agencies come in. But when somebody has that immediate monetary need, such as utility assistance, we at Helpline know that if we refer them, for instance, to Salvation Army, the Salvation Army has a cap on how much they're going to be able to give, okay? Social Services has a cap on how much they might be able to give. So we have to bundle those resources in order to get to the amount that the person owes. And just by doing that, it would be great if somebody just said, oh, here's $1,000, let's fix it. But by doing that, again, having all those hands come together to help a person does a lot more than just pay that bill. It keeps us all connected. It keeps us all informed as to who has what, who can give what, how we can help a person together, how that person understands now that, again, they're being embraced not just by one organization that might have a fund of money and, oh, that's simple, but understands that the community, in effect, is coming together to help them. It's very important. Very important. I love talking about utility assistance because it really affects so many different people. And we have calls. It's just illustrative of what a person might be going through at any given time. These calls are from people who, you know, who are your neighbors. You might not think that they can't pay their utility bill, but maybe they lost their job. Like I said, a medical crisis, we all know, can certainly stop you in your tracks. And it happens to all of us. How many times we hear at Helpline, this has never happened to me before. We had one person who didn't bother to get unemployment insurance because she had never been unemployed in her life. And she kept thinking, oh, next week I'll get a job. Oh, next week I'll get a job. Oh, next week I'll get a job. And we had to help her backtrack with the unemployment office so that she could get unemployment help. And again, people don't have the information at their fingertips. You can Google all you want. You can rely on technology. Things change. Sometimes an organization has funds, and those funds run out, and they won't be getting additional funds for a few months, so they're unable to assist a person in need. That's really Helpline's job, is to know about those things. So getting back to the partnership and the collaboration and how worthwhile it is to sit on all those committees, that's why. So we know what's going on, who's giving what, who can give what, where the funding is needed, where the most need is. That's important as well. We recently had someone who became homeless, and she had a medical emergency. She couldn't pay her rent as a part of that, and because she couldn't get to work. She didn't lose her job, but we put together a game plan for her so that she would be able to get assistance, get back to work, so she wouldn't be living in her car anymore, and also find low-income housing. And you can't do one without the other. She could have found low-income housing, but if she didn't get back to work, low-income housing, that the property manager wouldn't approve her application. You know, we're all connected in some way, and every single time we have a crisis, it's because each little domino might be falling down. We're going to take another break and come right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. I'm proud to be part of it as Susan Lax, the host of the show with Hunterdon Helpline. And WHCR-DB is the voice of business. And business isn't just about for-profits, people. I've been talking to you about organizations coming together to do good work here in the county. Nonprofits are, quite frankly, businesses as well. We don't make a profit, but we certainly should be operating like a business with the same kind of budgets, the same kind of payroll, all of those things. While we get donations coming in instead of fees for service, we're still operating, as I said, like a business. And we've been talking about the collaboration and partnership between various organizations in the county. And I was just listening to some of the commercials on the break. One of them was NAMI of Hunterdon, who we again work closely with. And we have a long-standing relationship with NAMI of Hunterdon. But in terms of partnership for those facing mental health issues, one of the committees that we also serve on as Hunterdon Helpline is the county's mental health board's providers advisory council. And we get to sit there with other agencies again, whether it's Hunterdon Medical Center's behavioral health, whether it's Easter Seals, whether it's NAMI, and look at the needs of people suffering from mental health in our county. An outshoot of that has become the stigma-free committee, and doing great work. And that committee right now also is trying to get people to partner with each other by saying that they believe in a stigma-free county or a stigma-free town or a stigma-free business. And many of the members of the stigma-free committee are going out into the neighborhood, going to businesses, asking them to sign on as a stigma-free establishment, put a little sticker in the window or at their counter saying that we don't judge people with mental illness, we accept everyone, and that we don't apply a stigma or other types of taboo, if you will, because of something that somebody is going through. And another collaboration, like I said, and that's between businesses, for-profit and nonprofit organizations and government. So you have this triad in order to help people in our community. Very, very important. Very important. And we all know when we talk about mental health now that it befalls all of us. It's in our families. It's, you know, on the workplace and with our colleagues and so forth. You know, people don't realize depression is a form of mental illness, and so many different things that we face as a human being can lead to, or it could be something that's innate, but we've lost some really talented people to it. We have very successful people in our midst, in our communities, who struggle with it every day. And it's just like any other illness that we have to accept, try to find solutions for, but never be judgmental, never put on that stigma. Nothing should be thwarting that person from being a successful, accepted person by the rest of us. We all want to be accepted. We all want to be successful. And, you know, again, sometimes social services, in the broader sense, often have a stigma with people who might suddenly need temporary assistance or might have been receiving public assistance. We never know what befalls us as a human, what tomorrow might bring, what situation we might be in. And we need to get rid of the stigmas. We need to get rid of being judgmental. We need to get rid of the prejudices that say, oh, those people are us. And that's a huge, huge problem sometimes, that we judge others, not realizing that people could be judging us. And it doesn't lead to success in our community at all. So, again, talking about partnership, that's, like I said, one of the committees that Helpline sits at, again, to update its database, to update its information, but also to be able to partner, to provide case management for the people who call in. And again, 100 Helpline for 48 years, your first call for help, 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-HELP, H-E-L-P, 4357, 782-4357, our local number. You know what? Give us a call. Even if you're not sure we're the right place, it's our job to know what the right place is. It's our job to direct you to the right place. It's not just about what other programs and services we have, whether it's our work connectivity program or our literacy services program. It's about connecting you to the right resources. It's about connecting your friend to the right resources. It's about connecting your family member to the right resources. And, of course, we also coordinate the shelter for people who need emergent placement in both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. So if you're looking at the internet and saying, oh my gosh, my friend has a problem or my employee has a problem, where do I go? What do I do? Who do I call? I'm going to just Google. I'll put in the cause of the problem and see what happens. Well, I guarantee you that that will not be the full gamut of who and how an organization can help you. So save time. Give us a call at Helpline, 908-782-4357. We will listen to what the need is, what the problem is, and we will be able to direct you not to just one phone number for one particular organization or resource, but hopefully to a broader array of possible solutions. The problem with being in the nonprofit world is you never know what your funding is going to be from one year to the next because, you know, we all rely on grants. We all rely on donations. We all rely on volunteers. Any of those things wane, they fluctuate, roller coast, whatever you want to call it. And so when you call Helpline, we try to be aware of, if we're sending you to an agency, do they still have funding at this point in the year? Did they have funding last year, but now they're no longer providing funding for that particular issue or what have you? So it's a huge task for Helpline, but that's what we've been doing long before my time. Like I said, 48 years. So again, that's why the collaboration, that's why the partnership is so important to how we help others in our community. One thing that I do encourage, go to your Department of Human Services if you're interested in being one of the hands across Hunterdon, because you too can serve on these committees, and it's important that you find a little place that you can help make a difference. Again, pay it forward, back, what have you. You can go to the Department of Human Services. They have committees you can serve on as a citizen. You don't have to be attached as an organization. And you can certainly call Helpline. We'll tell you who needs what. GiveHunterdon.org is a great place to find about 15 organizations that need your help as well. I hope you learned something today. I truly did, like I said, being part of the Partnership for Health this morning. And I hope you'll come back and listen again to next week's show. Again, 10 o'clock, right here, same place. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British authorities now say at least 20 people were injured when an improvised explosives device goes off on a crowded subway. Bill Zimfer has more.
London police calling this morning's explosion on a subway train a terrorist incident as the investigation goes on.
This stage is a little early to draw any full conclusions as to what the circumstances and cause of that explosion are.
There is speculation it may have been a pressure cooker bomb on a timer that did not fully detonate.
Luckily, none of the injuries are life-threatening. There's a manhunt underway for whoever was responsible. A Florida mayor ordering changes after 8 elderly people die in a sweltering Florida nursing home that lost power after Hurricane Irma. The mayor of Orange ordering all nursing homes and assisted living facilities to immediately evacuate residents whenever the AC goes out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
United States officials say the latest missile test by North Korea did not pose a direct threat to the United States nor any of its allies, though it's another provocation. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
The missile launched by Pyongyang flew over Japan, but neither the American or Japanese militaries chose to shoot it down because it wasn't aimed at land. It was the second missile test that passed over Japan. This latest missile test comes just days after the United Nations Security Council hit the North with new sanctions as punishment for testing a hydrogen bomb.
The UN Security Council to hold another emergency meeting about North Korea today in the wake of that missile test. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump is a threat to the nation. In her latest interview,